Welcome to the January 14th, 2021 meeting of the Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our conference call moderator, Herb August, to provide instruction for members of the public and the council members about how to participate for the meeting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. And at that time, members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hands. For those participating via video, please use the raised hand option in the Zoom application. If you are participating by phone, please press *9 to raise your hand. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending on how you are participating. At that time, you will be unmuted. Please watch and or listen for instructions and note that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Your patience is appreciated. When it's your turn to speak, please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing. And when you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes and members of the public are limited to one comment per resolution and one comment during the general public comment at the end of the meeting. Council members, you've all been unmuted upon entering the meeting. Please note that if you mute yourself during the meeting using Zoom or by pressing *6, you will be unable to unmute yourself without assistance from myself or one of the staff members. If you wish to be unmuted in Zoom, please use the raised hand function to request assistance. And lastly, council members, if you are experiencing a problem, you can call the executive director, and that phone number is 201-208-4311. I repeat, 201-208-4311.
Thank you, Herb. Annette, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Paul Richko.
Here.
Michael Savatich.
Here.
Dan Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Vodin. Robert Walton.
Here.
Thank you, Annette. Would you please also call the roll of the Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are joining us today?
Lisa Plevin.
Here.
Christine LaRocca.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
She is here.
Carrie Green.
Here.
Corey Piasecki.
Here.
Ranji Prasad.
Here.
Kelly Karen. Kelly's, yeah, thanks. Herb August, here. Carol Dickton,
here.
Tom Taglerini, here.
Here.
Lauren Nathan LaRusso.
She's muted, but she is also here.
Here. And Jason Kane. He's here.
And
as well.
Jason is here as well. He's waving as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Annette. Annette, will you please read the Open Public Meetings Act?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. Pursuant to the declared COVID-19 public health emergency and state of emergency, and in order to maintain recommended social distancing practices, the meeting is being conducted by means of teleconference. As stated in the public notice, any interested party may participate by telephone. The notice also advises that participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, January 15th, 2021.
Thank you, Annette. Will you please all join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty,
and justice for all.
Justice for all.
Chairman's report this month. I'll forego any other report and just move directly to the election of vice chair and treasurer. First on the agenda today is the election of the vice chairman. This is a public comment. I will first open the floor for nominations.
I respectfully nominate Kurt Alstead for the vice chair.
And I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and seconded by Bob Walterwaite. We have a nomination for Kurt. Is there anyone else that would like to make a nomination?
I can hear you.
Oh, it is.
We can hear you.
Okay. Council Member Bowden has joined us. Do we have any other nominations for vice chair?
I move they be closed.
Okay. Nominations are closed.
Good.
Any discussion, any council discussion? This is a voting matter with public comment. So Herb, would you please remind everyone how they can comment?
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on their phones. They'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you're representing.
Yes, but I have no sound.
Yes, you do. We're hearing you.
You know how I handle that.
Oh, now you have none.
It's okay. We took care of it. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And anybody who wishes to make a comment now should use the raised hand function in Zoom or star 9 on their phones.
While we're waiting for a public comment, let's see if we can get Council Member Bowden set. Is he okay now?
He's currently on the phone with one of our staff members trying to work out the kinks, Mr. Chairman.
Michael, excuse me, Chair.
Yes.
Michael Dressler is trying to phone in. For some reason, he can't get through with the number. It says the meeting hasn't started yet, so I'm not sure what his issue is.
Okay.
I'll tell him to try again.
Can we double check he's got the correct phone in number, please?
Make sure he has the correct phone in number.
Remind him that it's at the top of the agenda.
And we apologize to the members of the public. We're experiencing a little growing pains, but if we work out these kinks, we'll be able to have smoother meetings moving forward. Mr. Chairman, at this time, there is nobody using the raised hand function either on the phone or through the Zoom application.
Okay, let's just wait. Sometimes we have a little delay. Let's just wait about 10 more seconds and then we will have any other council discussion, and then we will vote.
And Mr. Voden is going to attempt to dial in. His speakers aren't transmitting the sound, even though we can see and hear him clearly. He's having issues hearing us, but he's going to use the phone number in order to be able to participate.
Okay, we're going to close the public comment now. Is there any other discussion by the council? Hearing and seeing none, we will now vote. Annette, please call the vote. Annette, did you hear me? Please call.
Yeah, I was on the phone with, I was on the phone with Member Dressler. So is it ready for the roll call?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hold on. This is for Vice Chair, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And the motion, I didn't hear a motion or second unless we're using.
It was moved by Council Member James and seconded by Council Member.
Holtaway.
Okay, I got it. Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty is absent. Council Member Dressler. Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Council Member Holtaway.
Aye.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Sabatich.
Yes.
Council Member Van Abs.
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli.
Yes.
Council Member Voden.
Yes, I'm here now on the phone.
Councilmember Wilson.
Thank you.
Councilmember Walton.
I feel like I should vote no just to keep the tradition alive, but I'll vote yes.
And Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Okay, resolution passes.
It's Kurt. I just wanted to say,
Kurt, would you like
to? Thank you, everybody. I look forward to continuing to serve Carl as his vice chair, and appreciate the vote of confidence, Mr. Walton.
We now move on to the next item on the agenda is the election of the treasurer.
Isn't that like punishing somebody? So do we get to nominate somebody that we like, don't really get along with?
This is a voting matter with public comment that will first open up the floor for nominations. Who would like to nominate someone for treasurer?
After what I just said, probably nobody's going to dare nominate anybody.
This is for finance, right?
This is for treasurer.
A treasurer, okay.
Position of treasurer. Need a nomination.
Yeah, I would like to put into nomination Robert Holtaway. It's Kurt Allstead making the nomination.
Mike, I will second.
Okay, that's moved by Councilmember Allstead, seconded by Councilmember Vizioli. Any other nominations for treasurer? Hearing none, we'll close the council. We now have, this is a voting matter with public comment, so we will now open it up to public comment. Herb, again, would you like to remind everyone how they can comment?
Absolutely. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand feature in Zoom or press *9 on your phones if you've dialed in. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you are representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. So we'll give about 10 seconds, Mr. Chairman, to see if anybody wishes to use the raised hand function or *9 on their phones to make a comment on this resolution.
Herb, has anyone?
No, Mr. Chairman, there are no raised hands currently of anybody who wishes to make a comment at this time.
Okay, we'll close the public comment. Any other further comment by the council?
Yeah, I was only kidding, Bob. You're going to make a great treasurer.
All right. So, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Allstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton. Did I hear a yes, Rob?
I don't know if you heard it, but I said it.
Okay.
Can I say yes also?
Okay. Resolution passes.
Can I just ask, you keep saying about this raise your hand thing. Where is that? I'm looking at my whole screen.
Yeah, I don't see it either. So,
yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, I could do this, but I don't see a little thing for it.
As many will tell you, we have people on an iPad, people on Macs, and people on PCs. A description might not help you because there are so many different versions of Zoom out there. But if you are on a computer, you could try using Alt-Y in the latest versions of the Zoom client. That is what works. So Alt-Y to raise your hand. You give that a shot. Yep. Mr. James, success.
Thank you, Herb.
Can I take that down now?
I didn't hear the question.
I said, can I take down the thing now, raising my hand, or is it how?
Staff will do it for you. You don't have to worry about it.
I don't have to touch anything. Perfect.
Well, again, congratulations, Councilmember Holtonway, would you like to say a few words?
Well, it's been a number of years now, and I haven't gone to jail, so I guess I'm doing a good enough job. So thank you very much.
Very well said, yes.
He almost made me joke.
All right, we move on now to the Executive Director's Report. Lisa Plevin, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to thank everyone for their patience as we work through our first Zoom call. And as Herb said, you know, hopefully work out most of the kinks. It is truly wonderful to see all of you in person, and Happy New Year. So for the Executive Director's Report, as you obviously have figured out, the office continues to remain closed in support of the Governor's Executive Order 104. All staff continue to be fully functional and working remotely. And once again, we continue all of our operations without any interruption. As discussed at our December meeting, the State Planning Commission has endorsed the Highlands Regional Master Plan, which, among other things, provides a great opportunity for us to promote the advantages of working with the Highlands Council to our constituent municipalities and counties. A communication highlighting this information will be going out shortly. You may have also seen last week that the HDC Bank issued a request for proposals for technical assistance related to the establishment of a municipal average value. And the deadline for responses is February 19th. We'll continue to keep you posted on what they are as they come in. Moving on to plan conformance updates. As you all know, the Parsippany Troy Hills petition for plan conformance was approved at the last council meeting. Washington Borough in Warren County's petition for plan conformance was posted for public comment November 23rd through December 23rd. No comments have been received, and we anticipate that this petition will come before the council at our next meeting in February. Lastly, on December 8th, Lebanon Borough, in Hunterdon County, adopted a functional value assessment and stream corridor plan as a sub-element of the conservation element in the borough's master plan. And Highlands staff found this plan to be consistent with the regional master plan. Moving on briefly to municipally issued exemptions. Since my prior report, the council has been notified of the following exemptions. For Harmony Township in Warren County, they issued one exemption number 5. Bethlehem Township, Hunterdon County, issued one exemption number 5. Califon Borough, Hunterdon County, issued one exemption number 4. And Montville Township, Morris County, issued one exemption number 2. Moving on to project review updates. For water quality management plan amendment reviews, in Harding Township, Morris County, an applicant is seeking a site-specific amendment to the Northeast Water Quality Management Planning Area to accommodate the development of multiple multifamily buildings totaling 96 units. And Highlands Council staff is currently reviewing this. In Chester Township, Morris County, an applicant is seeking a site-specific amendment to the Upper Raritan Water Quality Management Plan to accommodate the development of agricultural labor housing. And Highlands Council staff has found this project not to be subject to Highlands Council review. For Highlands redevelopment area designation reviews, Rockaway Township in Morris County, an applicant, SIBO Meats, is seeking to expand its facility with additional parking and a solar carport. This project is in the preservation area and does not qualify for an exemption, and so will require a Highlands Preservation Area approval with redevelopment waiver. The Highlands Council must first designate a Highlands redevelopment area for this site. It meets the 70% coverage requirement. The public comment period announcement regarding this project was forwarded to council members last week, and staff currently anticipates that the council will review and consider this project at its next meeting in February. Regarding consistency area reviews, we are currently conducting 4 planning area consistency reviews. All are currently under review by staff. And the 4 are 295 Route 17 North in Mahwah Township, Bergen County. An applicant is seeking to construct a parking storage area for an existing car dealership on the adjacent lot. A project called Bridgepoint 78, Phase 3 in Lopatcong Township, Warren County. An applicant is seeking to construct 1.1 million square feet of warehousing in two separate buildings in the Lopatcong Township Highland Center. For Lopatcong Township, again in Warren County, an applicant is seeking to construct an approximate 550,000 square foot warehouse in the Lopatcong Highland Center. And lastly, for Lebanon Town Center, an applicant is seeking to construct 280 apartment units, 20% of which will be affordable in the Lebanon Borough Highland Center. And my last item is preservation area exemption review. We've reviewed one Highlands applicability determination, an exemption 11 in Kenilworth Borough, Morris County. The applicant is the Kenilworth Water Department, which must upgrade its water treatment system within a right-of-way by building a small concrete structure to house pumps and associated materials. And the Highlands Council found this project to be consistent with goals of the Highlands Act. And lastly, for personnel updates, we are in the process of working to fill the full-time land preservation coordinator / regional planner position. Four candidates were interviewed in mid-December. Two follow-up interviews were held last week, and we anticipate a decision hopefully soon. Additionally, we are currently seeking a part-time IT person to fill a vacant position, and that application period closed last Friday. And finally, the next council meeting is scheduled for February 18th, 2021. And that is my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have any questions or comments for the executive director?
Just one, Lisa. This is Jim.
Yes.
On that one in Rockaway Township with the garage and solar panels, you said it was 70% minimum or maximum? It didn't come through clearly enough for me.
The run in Rockaway?
Yeah, I thought you said Rockaway Township.
With the solar, oh no. Yes, you're correct. I'm sorry. That is Seabow Meats. And they are looking to expand their facility with additional parking and a solar carport.
Right. And that's 70%, you said?
It meets the 70% impervious coverage.
Okay, it does meet it. Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm good.
Okay, any other questions or comments for the executive director? All right, hearing none, we're going to move on for the agenda. The next item is the approval of the minutes of the December 3rd, 2020 meeting. Can I please have a motion for a second? And please remember to identify yourself as you are making the motion. So we need
I'll move it.
James, moved by Council Member Holtaway. We need a second on the minutes.
Vizioli will second.
They moved, seconded by Council Member Vizioli. Any discussion? Hearing none, please poll. Annette, please poll. Thank you. I see a phone. Symbol on the screen.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden. Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Yes.
We now move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. We have three resolutions to consider. I'm going to ask Committee Chair Holtaway to provide us with background on these resolutions one at a time. The first resolution is approval of fiscal year 2021 general operating budget. This is a voting matter with public comment. Councilmember Bulkley.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The council received $2,315,000 for 2021, consistent with previous years. We have a carryover balance of $213,877.67 from fiscal year 20. Miscellaneous revenues were $3,000. And we expect we have an operating budget of $2,531,877.67. The virtually all the categories are flat for 2021. We have three issues where increases are involved. One is the salary expense was increased to $26,167 over last year as a set aside reserve for any salary adjustments, and there's a separate detail attached on your documentation that you received. The IT item was increased by $10,000 to address the need to replace end of life equipment and replace necessary software renewal and updates. Other equipment improvement line item was increased $12,000 to address the potential need to procure safety equipment, supplies, and professional services for a safe return to work, which we hope happens in 2021. Those are the changes, Mr. Chairman, and I will move the resolution.
Thank you, Councilmember Holtaway. Councilmember Holtaway has moved the resolution. We need a second.
Vizzioli will second.
They moved by Councilmember Holtaway, seconded by Councilmember Vizzioli. Any other council discussion?
Dr. Van Ebs has his hand up and would like to make a comment.
Yes, Councilmember Van Ebs.
Just a quick question. I was noticing on the line for legal services, which is from the Office of Administrative Law, I believe, Division Law, that each year there's an amount put in, and then each year it seems that we come in under that from an expense perspective, which I think is great. But it raises the question, how do we know what sort of allocation to put into the budget for this item? Is it given to us and we put it in and then are charged against it, or what's the mechanism here?
Well, we've been carrying the similar amounts for years, as you can see. And the issue is defense of cases. One of the problems, and even when I was a mayor, this was one of the most troublesome line items because it's very, very difficult to guess what's going to happen over the course of the year. Where that originally came from, I'd have to ask Ranji to specify, because I mean, as long as I've been treasurer, we've been carrying that similar number. We have not had a lot of issue. Our legal expenses, as you've noted, have been well under control. But that's one of the more difficult, probably the most difficult and most, what would be the right word, most reliable lines that we have so far as occurrences.
Well, I'm comfortable with a sort of a defensive allocation to this. And if we never use it, wonderful.
Well, the good news is that state has been allowing us to carry that over. So that has been helping to build our reserves. So,
excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any other further discussion from the council? Anyone else? Okay. This is a voting matter with public comment, or please instruct the public on commenting.
Sure. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand function in Zoom or press *9 on your phones now. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you are representing and indicate that when you're done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Chairman, we're going to wait another 10 seconds to see if people have an interest in commenting on this resolution.
Thank you.
Again, if you are on the phone, you would use *9 to raise your hand.
Herb, do we have anyone at this point?
At this point, Mr. Chairman, we do not have anybody looking to make a comment on this resolution.
I think we've given significant time, so I'm going to close the public comment. Are there any other comments from the council? Hearing none, Annette, please call it.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
The next resolution is approval of fiscal year 2021 Highlands Protection Fund capital budget. This is a voting matter with public comment. Councilmember Holtaway, would you please provide us with some background on this resolution?
Happy to, Mr. Chairman. The staff and our Director of Planning and Science is recommending a budget of $2,182,352. The plan conformance petition of planning and implementation, these grants will be made available to both municipalities not currently participating in the plan conformance grant process, and also those who have approved petitions and are planning to continue the regional master plan conformance process. Grants will be awarded in the range of $10,000 to $200,000 to approximately 15 municipalities. The total estimated need right now is $1,561,825. Please note that the council has already taken action and approved the following grants: Jefferson Township with the water feasibility study at $100,000, West Milford Township with the lake management and stormwater planning of $270,900, Mount Arlington Borough with beach restoration at $60,000, Stanhope Borough with a water use and conservation management plan of $60,000, Parsippany Troy Hills plan conformance grant of $207,000, Chester Borough sewer study $97,200, Ringwood Borough the economic sustainability study of $50,000, Opatcon Borough with economic coordinating corridor planning at $32,700. So the previously submitted and approved is $877,800. We're expecting an additional need of $511,525 for new projects in the balance of the fiscal year. And due to the spending freeze that we had prior, we could not be funding into 2021. The prior obligations that could not be funded until 2021, totaling $172,500. These include programs that were approved by the Highlands Council in 2020, but were unable to be funded. The county plan conformance grants total $371,400. And these are for new grants for the counties. Please note that we've already taken action on one for Passaic County, the transportation analysis at $24,400. And staff is estimating an additional need of $347,000 for new projects allocated for the balance of the fiscal year. In addition, the Highlands Council intends to close approximately $80,000 in expired awards, as well as a reimbursement of $1 million in existing contracts within the fiscal year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilmember Holtaway. We need a motion and a second on this resolution.
Chairman, Vizioli will move it.
We move by Councilmember Vizioli. We need a second.
I'll second it, Bruce James.
Seconded by Councilmember James. Any council discussion? Hearing no council discussion. This is a voting matter with public comment. And Herb, again, would you please remind people who would like to comment from the public what they need to do?
Sure thing, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand feature in Zoom or press star 9 on your phones. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you're called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you're representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. So now, Mr. Chairman, we'll give the traditional 10 seconds for people to either use the raise hand function in Zoom or to press star 9 on their phones if they have dialed in. Mr. Chairman, we have somebody on the phone with the last four digits, 4723. I'm going to unmute you right now.
4723, please identify yourself.
Yeah, Hank Klump, Rich, on this here, I got a question for you as to conformance of lakes. I didn't know that the grant money goes for reimbursement lake things. I thought it was land, you know, municipal, reasonable expenses, so with planning conformance. How does the lake come in as a grant? Just a question.
Yeah. Well, Hank,
can you talk here? Your mic isn't that great or whatever.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, right now I can, yes.
Okay, I'll speak a little louder.
Yeah, we'll get closer, one or the other. Hey, the other thing, I wanted to congratulate the two appointees. Fantastic job, I think Mr. James said it right, but good luck, guys. Stay healthy. Go ahead.
Okay, Hank, for your question, I would like to ask you to call Lisa Plevin, our executive director. She'll go through that with you and explain why the, as you say, the lake is included in that.
Yeah, how is that? It doesn't say, you know, like in section 18 in our thing, it doesn't include lakes in there. I mean, maybe I'm just in it wrong, but
yes, I think it would be good for you to speak to her about that.
It's Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act. You know what I mean? So water is there. You know what I mean? But it doesn't say so in the grants.
All right. As again, I said that, you know, if you give her a call, she'll explain.
Talk louder.
If you call Lisa Plevin, she'll explain this to you.
Okay.
Right? Have a member
be happy. I'd be happy to discuss it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hank. Anyone else? Herb, anyone else on the phone?
I don't have any other raised hands at this moment. Again, it's star 9 on your phone or the raised hand function in Zoom. If we could give it another 10 seconds, Mr. Chairman, just to make sure that we've addressed all comments.
Okay, thank you.
And at this time, there still are no other people raising their hands, so nobody else is looking to make a comment at this time.
Thank you. We'll close the public comments. Any further comments or questions from the council? Hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you, Annette. Our final resolution is approval of fiscal year 2021 Highlands Protection Fund Capital Budget for Plan Conformance Funding. This is a voting matter with public comment. Councilmember Holtaway, would you please provide us with background on this resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In October 2020, the state adopted the budget appropriating $2,182,000 to the Highlands Protection Capital Budget Fund for fiscal year 2021. The at the December Highlands Council meeting, Council approved grants in the amount of $902,200, leaving an unallocated balance of $1,279,800. Additional grant requests have been received from conforming municipalities totaling $320,525. Honoring the following request at the January meeting will leave an uncommitted balance of $959,275,000. The ones that we have granted is the details, the following are the grant requests. One is Independence Township, the initial assessment grant of $10,000. They're requesting the funds to complete the initial analysis and impacts of plan conformance will have on the township. And it'll focus on the ability of the township to redevelop its commercial corridor and conformance in the preservation area and planning area, as well as possible center designation. Rockaway Township, the lake management planning, $175,525. The township wishes to take an active role in the management of the surrounding watersheds of the numerous small lakes, and that involves identifying, qualifying, and prioritizing watershed-based factors that may cause eutrophication. Identify the water management measures needed to address general causes of water quality impairments. Identifying the relative cost of the recommended general watershed management measures, and generate a schedule based on priority of the implementation for the recommended watershed management measures, a historic data review, watershed modeling, analysis of pollutant removal achievability through the implementation of specific watershed-based management programs, water quality assessment, collection of baseline data and lake-based water quality data, and general assessment report to include recommended watershed improvement projects. The last one is Randolph Township Water Use and Conservation Management Plan of $60,000. Randolph is a fully conforming Highlands regional municipality. For all sub-watersheds, municipal plan conformance requires development of the Water Use and Conservation Management Plan that will set the priorities for available water and will establish methods to reduce where feasible and where feasible, eliminate deficits where they exist. In all cases, efficient use of water is required to make the best use of limited resources. Randolph Township currently has a grant budget allocation of $10,000 for this work. It is estimated that a total of $60,000 in additional funding will be needed to complete the WUCMP as required by the township's plan conformance petition. Mr. Chairman, thank you, and I'll move that resolution.
Thank you, Councilmember Holthaway. Moved by Councilmember Holthaway. We need a second.
Member Vizzioli will second.
Seconded by Councilmember Vizzioli. Any discussion on this resolution? Hearing no discussion, This is a voting matter with public comment. Herb, please again instruct the public on commenting. But before you do, I understand there are two representatives from Rockaway Township that would like to comment on their plan conformance grant. So would you open it up to them first, if that's possible?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. As a reminder for the people after Rockaway Township, please use the raised hand feature within Zoom or *9 on your phones, and we will identify you as previously mentioned. Rockaway Township's business administrator is on the phone, and you have been unmuted to make a public comment on this resolution.
Thank you, Pat Seeger from Rockaway Township. Good evening and a happy new year. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I am the business administrator, and I wish to thank you for this opportunity to briefly discuss our great interest in obtaining a grant to develop a Rockaway Township watershed management program, the application for which is before you this evening. As depicted on the lake study location map, which you will find on page 2, Rockaway Township, like so many other communities within the Highland region, is riddled with surface water bodies of varying characteristics, many of which are interconnected. If one examines the bigger picture, it is easy to see how the sub-watersheds within Rockaway Township are connected to and directly impact adjacent municipalities and the greater northern New Jersey region. As public servants, we have a sacred civil responsibility to utilize our training, tools, and available resources for the greater good. This includes studying the health of surface waters, which provide a vital and fragile resource, particularly in our part of the state. Today, it is widely understood that ponds and lakes not only provide recreational or aesthetic benefits to a community, but are also an integral part of our well-being of our natural ecosystem. In addition to nature, what does not recognize if a lake is public or privately owned? So all bodies of water deserve our attention and as appropriate management. With your support, as outlined in our grant application, Rockaway Township officials wish to work with representatives from our private lake communities to aggregate pre-existing effort and current real-time data. By doing so, we intend to build a strong and sound understanding regarding the current status of the health of Rockaway Township water bodies. Armed with this comprehensive information, strategic water quality mitigation techniques may be planned for the ultimate implementation. The grant to assist the watershed management program would help Rockaway Township's administration and smaller private lake communities defray the cost of gathering the necessary data, assessing whether a problem exists, and determining how we may best address it. On behalf of Mayor Michael Puzio and the Rockaway Township Administration, I would like to thank you for your consideration and your time for this grant application. I am completed my speech.
Thank you for your comment.
You're welcome.
Herb, anyone else from Rockaway?
I'm checking the list now, Mr. Chairman. Again, if you would like to make a comment on this resolution, please use the raised hand feature in Zoom or *9 on your phones.
Do we have anyone else?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, we do not have anybody else who is raising their hand or on their phones.
We'll give them 10 more seconds and we'll close the public comments.
Yeah, still nobody has raised their hands to make any additional comments on this resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Herb. So we will close the public comment. Any other comments or discussion from the council members? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton. Yes. I'm sorry, Rob, I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution.
Good. Thank you, Annette. We move on to old and new business. Are there any council members that have anything that they would like to tell us about for old and new business?
Mr. Chairman, Richie Vodin.
Yes.
You can hear me. I'm no longer on my phone. I'd like to thank Herb or whoever it was who turned on my Zoom speakers. It's working now.
I'm glad your video's on because I'm coming over your house afterwards. Yes. That's where we should have had the meeting.
House afterwards, we can see what you have behind you.
Chevis Regal, 25-year. Well, I won't go into that.
But and the addresses.
I have something under old business. At the last meeting, we had a short discussion about the receiving zone, the feasibility grants. I have a couple ideas on that. We've approved a lot of these $40,000 grants for the feasibility studies. And as far as I know, there are no approved receiving zones anywhere in the Highland region, are there?
No.
That's correct.
I think maybe we could help the municipalities determine where to put these receiving zones, receiving areas, if we went back to the Act. In the Act, it states that the regional master plan shall not be adopted without identifying and recommending 4% of the planning areas as receiving zones. It says in the Act, and it says that when the 18 months after passing the Act, the council shall identify receiving zones in the planning area. We've never done that. The same points are covered in the master plan. The receiving zones are really an essential part of the TDR program. And the TDR program, like the master plan, was adopted without identifying receiving zones. And without these receiving zones, we don't really have a TDR program. We have part of a program. I guess we could call it an unfunded government subsidized program, because the only funds there are the $10 million that was put in by the state. I feel if we were to go back and do what we were mandated to do and determine, recommend, find these receiving zones in the planning area. And you know what, I'd like to go back. And I remember before the Act was passed, in the proposed Act, it required that 4% of every planning area municipality have 4% of the municipality be determined as planning receiving zones. And that was in there until the last week. And I believe, if I remember correctly, it was traded off for the fast track bill. And because of this fast track bill, there were a few senators that changed their vote to go with the Act, and the Act was passed, which was subsequently rescinded by executive order by Corzine. But I think if we did determine the 4% that was mandated by the Act of the planning area, maybe it would be easier for these municipalities to accept receiving zones in their municipality. Just my comments, that's my comments.
Thank you, Councilman. After our last meeting, we had an informational meeting with the Highlands Council officers, Kurt Olstead, Bob Baltaway, and I, the three officers, had a informational discussion with our staff about the TDR program. I know this coming week, our executive director will reach out to the other council members to also have this informational session. So I think your comments and your thoughts, you'll be able to share those with the staff, and we'll go from there.
I just one more comment. I think that without the receiving zones as mandated by the Act, we're leaving ourselves open for some kind of litigation in the future. That's another point.
As I said, you'll have the informational session with our staff. That'll be coming up soon. Lisa, do you want to comment on that?
Only that we'll be getting an email out most likely tomorrow, and anyone who wishes to participate in an informational briefing on TDR will be welcome to join. We'll just have to make sure, obviously, that we, are mindful of making sure that, the appropriate number of council members participate in each one. We'll provide that opportunity, and anyone who wishes this informational briefing, it will be available to them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
If I could quickly, it's Kurt. Richie, your comments, of course, resonate with me, and I would really encourage you to participate with some of the staff in just reviewing the TDR relative to the Act. And one of the things that jumps out at me, and way back when we did our first master plan, I voted against adopting it. And the reason was, for among many reasons, we didn't identify these TDR receiving zones in the planning area. And the one word that jumps out at me, and I pulled open the Act as you were chatting, is the word voluntary. So we're directed to identify these areas in the planning area that are voluntary receiving zones. And I think that's where we get caught up. So I look back at our history, and we have successfully worked with Hackettstown, most recently Parsippany, towns that from a planning perspective we would agree should be considered as potential receiving zones for TDR. So while we haven't necessarily identified them most recently in the plan, I think through our actions, we have certainly identified them as we've adopted and we've awarded grants for conformance. So just bear that in mind and sit down with the staff and certainly welcome more discussion, because TDR is, you know, one of the few tools that we have that we control to help provide compensation. And the reality is it offers compensation to landowners in a manner in which green acres and farmland preservation don't. So it's an important tool, but we certainly have challenges with funding it. So I appreciate your remarks.
And any other council members have any discussion for old or new business? Okay, hearing no further discussion on old and new business, we will now open the meeting for any general public comments. Herb, please provide instructions for public comment.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand feature in Zoom or press star 9 on your phones. We will identify you by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, and please follow the instructions. And remember, there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you're representing, and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, your comments are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Chairman, I have George Cassa is the first of the day. George, I'm going to ask to unmute you.
All right, can you hear me?
George?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question to follow up the information that has been posted on your website concerning the State Planning Commission's endorsement of the Regional Master Plan. My question is, if possible, to try to understand exactly what the status of that relationship is as of now. I'm aware in June there was an authorization on the part of the State Planning Commission to execute an MOU. And then on November 4th, there is a document from the State Plan Commission that authorizes the culmination of an agreement, but I don't know whether it's signed or whether it is still contingent on some of the requirements in the document that's called a planning and implementation agreement. Does that have to come first before the actual endorsement becomes fully effective?
Thank you for your comment. As far as the question is concerned, I don't have the answer for that. I don't know if our staff does or not. As I said to Mr. Klump, it's probably a good idea for questions like that to be called into our executive director. She can either answer the questions or have a staff member answer it for you. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have Mr. Jim Duffy. Mr. Duffy, I'm going to unmute you at this time. Mr.
Thank
Duffy.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Highlands Council. Thank you for the opportunity to address you today. My name is Jim Duffy. I'm here today again on behalf of concerned citizens of Chester Township. We're a grassroots organization comprised of Chester Township residents. Our mission is to assure our local government demonstrates fiscal restraint and environmental responsibility. I'm following up on my prior appearance before you on December 3rd regarding concerned citizens' opposition to Chester Township Council's plans to install synthetic turf fields at Black River Fields, which is in the Highlands Preservation Area, or across the street at the Highlands Ridge Park in the Highlands Planning Area, as I detailed in my letter and my comments presented on December 3rd. Executive Director Plevin, thank you for your reply letter of December 17. At the close of your last meeting, it was briefly discussed by members of the council for it to formulate a policy position on the installation of new synthetic turf fields anywhere within the Highlands region. So I'm here tonight to ask two questions. First, has the council begun taking any steps regarding the formulation of a policy on the construction of synthetic turf fields anywhere within the Highlands? And secondly, is there anything we, as the concerned citizens of Chester Township, can do to assist in the creation and advancement of that policy? Thank you for your time and consideration, and I wish you all the best in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for your comments. As I've said to the other public commenters, that if you have any questions, and you certainly you can call Executive Director Lisa Plevin. You did receive a letter from her, and if you want to follow up on that, especially with the questions you have for us today, please give her a call. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we have a member of the public on the phone. Last four digits are 4723. 4723, I'm going to ask to unmute you. Please listen to the prompts on your end of the phone.
4723, please identify yourself.
Yeah, can you hear me? It's Hank Klump.
Yes, Hank, we can hear you.
Okay. Hey, Rich, you're the only one that has a muffled voice, and you're running the meeting, so it's it's a list. But listen, my comment, and I'll go like I usually do. I miss being there like probably everybody else, but my name is Hank Klump. I own 150 plus acres in the Highlands Preservation Area, not by my choice. I was at the very first Highlands meeting. On my way home, my wife called me to tell me to meet her at Overlook Hospital because we had a new baby granddaughter who was just born. Well, I am still attending the Highlands meeting, and that the new baby girl can drive me to the new meetings now because she has a driver's permit. Kelly is now 16, and 16 years have passed. This council has had people come and go, but I am still here. I am waiting for the compensation for the property values being taken that I was promised, along with the lies that the Highlands Act would never hurt anyone. Does anyone on this council remember that promise? That promise could be called a joke, only it is not funny. The town is willing to give me pennies on the dollar for my property that has had its values stolen by the Highlands Act. The original boundaries lines were put in place by a scientific study, did not include my property. I was shown that map. Overnight, the boundary lines were erased and moved, and my property was not only put in the Highlands area, but into Highlands Preservation Area. Dirty, dishonest politics, not scientific study, took over my land and changed my family's future. I could not believe the second map I was shown. I have asked to see the scientific study that put my property into the Highlands Preservation Area, and no one can find it. All objections from those of us who had this happen have fallen on deaf ears for 16 years. Only words to describe this treatment is disgraceful. Could you at least pretend that you care? Thank you. It's Hank Klump. And listen, everybody have a good, healthy New Year's. Stay safe. And Rich, get your phone fixed there, or whatever you're talking into. God bless. Take care. I'll catch up to you one way or the other. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Hank. Thank you, Hank, for your comments. Are there other people that are having trouble hearing me?
What?
Okay.
I'm joking.
No one said anything from the beginning of the meeting, so I don't know if I have to speak loudly.
No, you're a little muffled when you talk, Carl, and I'm not sure why. It could be your microphone on whatever you're talking.
That's just my age.
All right. Hey, watch it.
Are there any other?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We have a member of the public, Julia Summers, would like to make a public comment at this time. Julia, I'm going to ask that you unmute yourself.
Thank you. This is Julia Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. Just a couple of things. Thank you for going on Zoom. This is, at least from my perspective, so much preferable to being on the phone, which was very hard to follow. I'm not sure who wins the competition for the best backdrop, but I suspect it is Dr. Van Abs, because he wants everybody to think he's in the Caribbean somewhere. Which he could very well be. I also wanted to wish everybody a Happy New Year and to tell Mayor Francis that I haven't forgotten and I will get back to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. I disagree with you. I think Council Member Bowden's background is
gives us hope.
Yes.
We might hold the meeting here one day.
Yeah, that's what we hope.
I'm really disappointed that all of your favorite backgrounds are not the Highlands backgrounds.
Well, somebody had to be disappointed, so thank you for taking up that mantle for us.
Herb, are there any other members of the public that would like to speak?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, there are no other hands raised to make a public comment during the public comment session.
Let's give 10 more seconds. I will close the public session, and now we are going to go into executive session.
Before we do that, can I just make one statement for you all? If you are 65 or over, starting today, you are eligible to get a vaccine. You're now in part of 1A. So if you haven't gotten it, I would strongly suggest that you register on the state site. It's not perfect. But if you can, you're now eligible, if you're 65 and over, to be in the first group, as they say, in getting the vaccine. So I had one today. They're totally safe. You need two. So the sooner you start, the better off you'll be. But I just figured, you know, I didn't know if you know that the qualifications have changed again.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. I'm not even close to that age, but I'll pass it on to my elderly friends.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'd like to bring to your attention, there is one other individual on the telephone who in lateness has asked to make a public comment, if you would be so willing.
Okay, I closed the public session, but I'll reopen it so that this person can comment.
This would be the telephone number of 1079. Please follow the instructions on your phone to unmute yourself.
1079. Are you there?
Yes, David Shope.
Yes, Mr. Shope. We hear you.
A couple of comments. Number one, you've just shoveled another $6 million cost of the taxpayers' money out the door, as you've been doing for well over a decade now, you and your forebears. And I wondered if anyone has done a cost-to-benefit analysis on these expenditures. It's something that should be done and may be enlightening as to your future expenditures. Also, nobody has found, to date, the new North Jersey District Water Supply Commission $30.3 billion basis for the 2004 action plan, which started this whole fiasco. I have to presume that it does not exist. Nobody can find it. Therefore, everything that follows from this fraud is baseless. In 2002, the New Jersey Water Supply Authority did a study on the Raritan Basin water situation. And based on 5.5 milligrams per liter, which was the federal standard, or actually the New Jersey standard, because the federal standard is 10, they came up with an average lot size in the Raritan Basin of 1.64 acres. And they further speculated that if you lower the standard to 2 milligrams per liter, it would equal 6.5 acres. So something is wrong. How do you get to 88 acres or 25 acres in the preservation area? I don't get it. Clearly, this whole thing is just a fraud. There's no other word for it. And also, the municipal average thing that you're now considering doing and hiring yet another person to do this work was raised by Debbie Post. None of you or your staff for the past 16 years has raised this as a potential source of evaluating property. You just need to get your act together. That's all. And incidentally, the 2002 study that was done by the New Jersey Water Supply Authority, the project manager was Dan Van Ad. I'm going to close my comments with that. Bye bye.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else heard that?
There's nobody else currently, Mr. Chairman.
We are going to close the public comments now and move on to executive session. At this time, council members need to enter executive session. I will ask the council members to leave the Zoom meeting and follow the instructions in their meeting materials to dial in to the executive session.
Do we not need a motion to go into executive session? Well, with a reason?
We're getting to that.
We're getting there.
All right.
When the executive session has concluded, we will need to come back to the Zoom video conference to adjourn the meeting. Members of the public are welcome to stay. However, there will be no council discussion and no voting following the executive session. It is not anticipated that the council will take any formal action during the executive session. We will simply come back to officially adjourn and end the meeting. At this time, I'll ask our chief counsel to read the executive session resolution into the record.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Can you
hold on a second? I just lost my screen here.
Okay. Herb, can you please unmute Councilmember Walton? Thank you.
I'm back.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, Member Vizioli here. I have a commitment at 6 p.m., but I will call in for the executive session. All right, and I'll try to get back to the adjournment of the meeting.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we will take that long in the executive session. Our chief counsel will now read the executive session resolution.
Thank you. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-7,
et sec permits the holding of closed sessions by public bodies in certain circumstances, and the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council is of the opinion that those circumstances presently exist. And whereas the council will discuss a collective bargaining agreement within the meaning of NJSA 10:4-12B4, now therefore be it resolved that the council may enter into a closed session at its public meeting of January 14, 2021 for that purpose. It is anticipated at this time that the nature of the closed session will be made public upon completion or resolution of the issues to be discussed, except any matter protected by the attorney-client privilege will not be disclosed. This resolution shall become effective upon a roll call vote of the council.
Okay. Thank you, Christine. We need a motion and a second on this resolution for executive session.
I will move it.
Moved by Councilmember James. We need a second.
I'll second it, Mr. Chairman. Holtoy.
Seconded by Councilmember Holtoy. Any discussion? Hearing none, Annette, please hold.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. So council members, we need now to exit the Zoom session and to call that number that was provided to you for the executive session. Thank you. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah. We need a motion to adjourn. Who made the motion? Okay.
That was Mr. Walton. Walton.
Seconded by council member.
This is absolutely frustrating.
All right, we need a second.
Holtaway was seconded.
A bunch of guys chasing you.
Okay, Councilmember Holtaway seconded it. Anybody else? Cannot hear? Just Bruce James. All right. We have a motion and a second.
I'm just going to go. This is worthless. Yeah, see you next month.
Bye, Bruce. Bye, Bruce.
Bye, Bruce.
Weird.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? January 14th, 2021 Highlands Council meeting is now adjourned. Everyone, please stay safe.
Oh, good.
Let's hope next month will be even better. I don't think it turned out that badly, but we're just learning. Okay. Take care.